Brad Davidson, morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, guys.
Now, James McDonald, what's expected as he appeals against his three-week suspension?
Yeah, exactly right. He's going to throw in an appeal against that three-week suspension, of course, for his ride on Threewood a couple of weeks ago now. Obviously, Stewart's felt that, that rider must take all reasonable and permissible measures throughout the race to ensure that the rider's horse is given a full opportunity to win or obtain the best possible place in the field, and they charged him under that rule there, and didn't believe he did that. James will appeal against that. We know that he's right out in front when it comes to the premiership, and notched 100 Sydney Metro winners on the weekend. Another outstanding season for James as he continues to stand at the top of the Sydney jockey ranks. But I guess we'll wait to see how it all plays out there. There's different opinions on the ride. I think the general consensus is there was nothing untoward. It was just the fact that, probably wasn't James's best ride, but, every jockey, he's held to a high regard. We know that. And, every jockey's not going to have their best ride every time they go around. So we'll see how that all pans out. But, he's going to throw in an appeal there for that.
I see Masked Crusader's back in work.
Yeah, he's back in work, Loz. One of the, I suppose, hype or boom horses around the place at the moment. We always have a boom horse in racing, and he's probably the latest of those. We know the connections have knocked back big, big money to send him overseas to keep him in Australia, and they're looking at races like the Gilguy and the Bobby Lewis down in Victoria to sort of kick off the early spring. And then, of course, bigger fish to fry if he's able to step up to the plate. He's a $15 chance in the Tab Everest at the moment. I think it's fair to say he's probably a little bit skinny there, and that's probably a bit of the hype around, because we've got to keep it into context. He's only beaten a benchmark 78 field. I know he did it with a leg in the air and ran good time compared to the stakes horses on the same day, but at the same time he's still got to step up and do it. So he's still a fair way off, really, for mine to come into calculation for that Tab Everest. But if he's able to come out in the spring and put a couple together in really dominant fashion, I'm sure he's going to be one that we're talking about. And, hopefully for racing, he is that sort of next superstar to come along, because we're probably waiting for another one now. I mean, we're not going to, it's going to be hard to have the likes of Winks and Black Caviar again. We've been blessed in the last, decade, haven't we, to have two absolute champions. But, it'd be interesting to see. We always want to see another rising star, and he could well be it, but has a long, long way to go.
Noms are out for Randwick this weekend. Is there early indications there at all?
Yeah, a little bit. It was a bit of a shame, Jared. We were thinking, we might get a bit of a drying track there and get back in that sort of, soft range. And then Sunday afternoon, they got a bit of a, I think it was Sunday afternoon, but they got a bit of a downpour there anyway over the weekend. And we're back in that sort of heavy 10 now, heavy 9 range. So, just with the tracks and the cold conditions at this time of the year, they obviously don't improve as they do in the summer months. So you would think we'd be sort of, that maybe heavy 8, soft 7 sort of range come the weekend if the weather can, if any rain can stay away. So, we're going to be on the another wet track there on the weekend, but looking forward to the program all the same. Mr. Dependable is going to be one of the more interesting runners there on the weekend. He's been knocking on the door. He's been crying out for a bit of a drier track, to be fair, but he seems to get through the conditions okay all the same. And third up from a spell, you would have to think that he's going to be well placed. Or he's nominated for a couple of races there on the weekend, one over the mile and one over the 1800. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go there. But he's definitely got his foot on the till, and hopefully for the Gaylord House and Adrian Botyard can notch a deserved win this preparation.
You like anything at Gosford today?
Yeah, look, I did like one, but unfortunately it was scratched. So I'm left with the $1.55 pop. So race 3, number 2, Camelingo. Sorry about that, punters. I don't like normally putting them out that short. But for those who don't mind taking the shorts or want to throw it in a multi or something like that, he does look very hard to beat for the Adrian Bott Gay Waterhouse Yard. He was super on debut at Canterbury in a very strong rating race. He went very hard in front and kept on going to run second. He gapped the rest of the field and there's a few first starters in this race that have trialled okay, but he would have gone around favourite at on the Kenzo track tomorrow in a city maiden. So expect him to be taking care of those today at Gosford in that provincial maiden.
What's going on with your West Coast Eagles, mate?
Gee, I can't believe it. There's a few teams that have sort of fallen off the the bandwagon. Well, you know, they're just really struggling this year, aren't they? Of course, but none more so than the West Coast Eagles. Yeah, I don't know, Jared. Maybe we need to get back home and try to lock in WA for a few weeks, because we've always struggled to play away from home a bit, but this year's another level.
Battling, definitely would love to be getting home and take the rest of the AFL with them for a hub, no doubt. Dave, great to talk to you as always.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.